We had a great time on The Voice of One Wheel today, man. You guys are in for a treat. We've got an update from Santa Monica. Abe Brown has got a solution to the problems with all of the electric boards and bikes being banned from the Santa Monica boardwalks. So stay tuned for that. We've got a new promo code from Stoke Butter. Belly's going to hit you with his thoughts on the pint pushback. Sean Nelson will join us with an update on how he's doing from his injury. And of course, we've got to recognize a fallen rider, the first one. So just stay tuned, folks. A lot of good and bad in this one. Lots of emotions, lots of feelings. We'll make you think, we'll make you laugh. Hopefully we won't make you cry. But it's all coming up next. And the Voice of One Wheel from TTR Studios. Let's kick the tires and light the fires. Welcome back, folks. This is The Voice of One Wheel. Thanks for joining us on another Tuesday. Got a lot to do today. We're going to get right to the show. Belly, Matt LaBelle across the way. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Good to see you as always.
Belly, we got a lot going on. Our patrons have their shirts in the mail. We've ordered new shirts for new patrons. So good job, you guys. Way to hold us accountable for that. Very much appreciate you doing so. We're not great at shipping stuff out, but damn it, when you get it, you're going to love it. So thank you, Clyde. Way to step it up today. Is Clyde Appreciation Day?
Yay, Clyde!
So what are we serving in the social media lounge this morning, Belly?
What are we serving in the social media lounge today?
That's the best thing at Clyde's restaurant?
It's going to be their jambalaya.
Yeah.
They have a good jambalaya. But Clyde's, I'm always going to grab some wings and a burger to take home from Clyde's, always.
Can't go wrong with wings and a burger unless you're on a first date. Worst possible date food. What's the worst food for a first date? That's buffalo wings, I submit. But guess what? This is a show about One Wheel. So good morning, everybody watching us in the social media lounge. If you like those kind of antics, you can kind of hang out with us on Thursdays in the Patrons Only podcast, where we give you a little backstory into what goes on throughout the week. Here we get a little bit looser around the One Wheel stuff. But people sometimes even complain about this show, Belly, that it's a show about one. They come in and they go, what is this, a show about One Wheels or what? That's where you'd probably hit him with, you don't get the show.
You don't get the show.
Yes, it's a show about One Wheels, but we have never wanted to do a serious, stuck-up, stuffy show. We don't take ourselves very seriously here because it's more fun to be that way. I can see already that Belly is losing it from the social media lounge. Give them their touchdown. What do they deserve? What happened?
I'll eat wings on a first date. IDGAF. One woman, one wheel.
That's why she's the best. All right, get down here, and the couch is waiting for you, One Woman, One Wheel, because we've got something in Fairfax. They're not going to do it yet, but you're going to want to come see this, and quite frankly, so is everybody on this show. There is an indoor ski resort that has been approved right outside of Studio A. We are so excited. Belly's going to tell you about it here in just a
Louisville.
Bit. Skiville. So, well, we've got a lot to get to. Sean Nelson will join us around 12:40. Really want to catch up with him after he had quite an injury. He was told by the doctors that if he wasn't wearing his helmet, he probably would have died. And like I said, we don't do a lot of serious stuff here on this show, but it can't go ignored. Somebody has passed away on a one wheel. It happened this week in the Houston group. And it's a really sad story. I mean, Belly and I were talking a lot about this because, Belly, I don't like starting the show on sad notes. No. It really sets a tone for a really depressing rest of the hour. But this is something that, I mean, you can't ignore. Mm. And I'm not going to hit you with the typical thoughts and prayers because that is so played out. Everybody obviously is concerned about this family and this rider. And hopefully, I don't know the person's name. We couldn't find out who the person's name was.
And his community as well.
Does he have a family? Do you know this story? Dude, this guy had a helmet in the mail. It was a brand new rider. Mm-hmm. Had a helmet in the mail. And went out for a ride and he hit his head, lost consciousness, and never regained it.
And sad news.
He passed away. So obviously, just a quick moment of silence, just to think about all the times that maybe we've been wrong. To let me say it this way: last show, I sat here having a conversation. What's more important, wrist guards or a helmet? And that feels really stupid now. Because as much as you break your wrist, that person would go home to see their family. So let's just take a minute. We'll do about a 30-second moment of silence. Not obviously for the for the person who's passed away, their family and all the people that they know in their community around them. But like, I'm sure if we were able to speak to that person in heaven or wherever they are in the universe, they would want us to learn from that mistake. I would hope. So maybe let's just take 30 seconds to think about how important your life is, what things you could lose if you're just not right. If for some reason an accident happened and you weren't prepared for it, nobody goes out thinking they're going to get into a crash. It's called an accident for a reason. So let's just take 30 seconds to reflect on how much we love our lives and how much we appreciate what we do every day. Belly, you ready to start the show today?
Yes. Let's do this thing. Thank you for doing that, Luch. Much appreciated.
Yeah, sure. We didn't really know how to do that. And quite frankly, you just kind of sometimes you just got to get it off your chest. That one was an important one we wanted to do. Let's have some fun with you guys like you're used to, the best that we know how on the heels of that kind of an opening. So, all right, folks, we got a whole bunch of shower. Look, showing the brain in all. This is now called
the brain bucket.
The brain bucket. Belly's got his. Show them. Go ahead. He's got his huge helmet, and inside of the brain bucket
are ideas.
Are ideas of gravy questions. Things that we will ask you if you would like to call in. 571-354-7338. Again, that number is 571-354-7338. The phone lines are open all day today, but you better bring your A game because Belly hates you.
That's not true. That's not true.
Why do you hate callers so much?
The least listened to segments I have on when I listen to talk radio are the caller segments.
Absolutely. Every time.
Yeah. Because typically callers can, there's a good chance some callers call in that have been on hold waiting to talk about a certain topic that's been an hour past.
I've seen it. I do it at the radio station. I've screened this person. They sit there for an entire hour and they want to talk about what we talked about like an hour and 20 minutes ago.
Yep. And sometimes that conversation's long over and they bring it back.
But that won't happen here on The Voice of One Wheel, because if you call in, we stop whatever we do. We pick it up and we do what you want.
Yep.
But the problem is that's a lot of, we don't do that very often because we feel that that is us outsourcing our work to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's lazy. Anytime you hear a radio host go and take calls and calls and calls, it's just saying, yeah, all right, I got nothing planned for today. Let's just take calls. Right? And we feel that's a little bit lazy. So we don't do open lines a lot. But today we will, since we're a little bit light on guests. I had June Kim, couldn't make it today. He will be here, I believe, next week. We're going to have Michael Broussard with his kick-ass stance coming on. Couldn't make it today. Going to do it in the next couple weeks. Parker Tony Steck, as I choke
are
through
you okay?
my oxygen of the day. Parker Tony Steck and Canadian Davier will be on soon. They are coming. We just got to make sure we do that the right way. So things are really picking up, and you've got a Leaf Tech that you can get in June 19th. We're giving that away on our Patreon, patreon.com/TTRStudios. LLC.
But we've got something to spread right now.
Let's spread it. Let's do it. Well, so you guys, we talked about this Stoke butter and how every month they're going to come out with a new logo on stokebutter.com for a new logo for the shirt. The logo is there for 1 month and then it's gone. And if when you buy one, you enter the promo code, whatever we're about to set, you're in the running for next month's t-shirt for free. Okay. So once more, if you want to say that again, every month at Stoke Butter, they're going to have a different t-shirt up. And at the beginning of every month on Voice of One Wheel, we will set a new promo code. Use that promo code whenever you buy something at StokeButter.com this month, and you are entered to win a free t-shirt the next month. All right? So, Belly, we have talked with Clyde. What did Clyde decide that the promo code is going to be for StokeButter.com this month?
Well, me and Clyde talked about this a little bit before, and both of us had some good ideas, but I really liked his idea. I'm going to go with maple syrup.
Maple syrup. I love it. All right. Maple syrup is the new promo code. Enter maple syrup. Any spelling of it, Parker will see it. So enter maple syrup upon checkout at StokeButter.com And you're in the running to win next month's shirt for free. What does this month's new one look like? You want to drop it?
We're dropping it right now. If you haven't been to StokeButter.com, slide on over and you will see Nosedive Hero.
Nosedive Hero. Very
That's
good.
Be a good one.
Very good. So remember, when you buy something over there, you enter the promo code.
Maple syrup.
Yeah, maple syrup. There it is. Sorry. Are we recording video today? God bless America, Clyde. Way to go, because I wasn't recording the podcast. Good job.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. Backup redundancies. All right, let's go. Can we, can you, I got an update from Santa Monica. We were talking last time about the end of the Wild Wild West, and this one's from Abe. I showed you guys a picture of an actual sign that now has like no electric bicycles, no electric skateboards. I mean, you can tell they're coming out of the woodworks trying to figure out how to manage all of these new riders, especially in somewhere as high traffic as the Santa Monica Boardwalk. It's just a clusterfuck of riders. Okay. So if we can, let's just check this. In fact, I am going to read that to you right now while you see it. I spoke with, this is just an update from this is Abe Brown talking from out in Los Angeles. I spoke with a person at City Hall in Santa Monica. I told her my complaint about how the city is making it really dangerous for us electric device riders, all because of these scooters. I told her the answer is not putting us on the street with cars, buses, semi-trucks, and motorcycles. She agreed, and she said that the best thing to do would be to get a group together and go to the City Hall for one of their public meetings. She gave me the dates and times to do this. We have to try to do something. Maybe there's a compromise. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not going to ride in the bike lanes on the streets and wait for someone not paying attention to hit me. That was all in caps. What do you think? The meetings are held the second and the fourth Tuesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. City Hall in the council chambers. Does anyone want to try and do something? Let's go. Float life. I love it. Touchdown for Abe Brown, please, because that's the kind of stuff we're going to need. Touchdown! We need that. That's fantastic. Okay, so I felt a little bit annoyed with myself last show because I felt I don't like when people complain and then they don't have an answer. Like, Bella, you're not a manager, but you basically run the place. When people come to you with a complaint and they don't have a fix, does that set you off, or are you just like just not even listen to that person?
I would come with solutions. I mean, my option is when you have a problem, the best way to kind of be progressive about that problem is to come with solutions.
Well, otherwise you're just a complainer.
Otherwise you're just a complainer.
Right? Exactly. Nobody likes a complainer. Everybody likes somebody who's going to try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're just like a know-it-all.
A control freak.
No, yeah. Nobody likes Sheldon.
You can tell from those people. I can be that sometimes, I feel like, because I think all of us. I'm like that sometimes.
I've gotten on his ass. No, listen. Belly's the nicest, sweetest, kindest person on the planet. He's leaving the show today to go over to take care of his mom. Okay?
Yeah. She took a little nosedive
She took her nosedive of life.
Yeah. She broke her ankle two Fridays ago. She's kicking it
right now. But this guy, can be a dick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny. It's only in the first, it's the first hour of his day. And that's why it's honestly the reason. This is more for the patrons only podcast. This is the kind of stuff you get on Thursdays, the backstory of why we do things. There's a whole reason we do stuff at noon, and it's basically to get him an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Because that first hour when he gets up, he's pretty much anything I say, I'm like, hey, man, I just got $1 million donated to the studio. And he'd be like, why wasn't it $1,000,001? You just can't please
what
him.
Are the tax what are the taxes?
Yeah. Oh great, what are the tax repercussions? Great,
welcome to the new tax bracket.
But he's not gonna be like that for long because he's got a one wheel on the way. Do you want to talk about this pushback, the pint size pushback, man? Are you okay?
I mean, I'm okay in the sense of I understand. I personally expected this after seeing the big release for the XR.
Tell the listeners what you're talking about. If you're a brand new listener, you're on the podcast, you don't even know what a pint is. You don't know what's happening.
So what's happening right now is XR sent out an email. I actually have it up right now, but basically,
Future Motion, yeah, Future Motion emailed him.
Future Motion emailed everyone that bought a pint, basically telling you. I already sent it down because I didn't want to look at it. But they sent out an email basically saying that they're really trying to make sure that they're putting out the best product available, and I don't think anyone should personally be super mad about it. Where I get off on this, though, and like, I'm not mad about it getting pushed back. It sucks, but I've committed to the pint. I'm excited for it. I'm ready for
it. And again, we're not talking.
By the way, we can look right now. I have it.
We're not talking about pushback on the board. We're talking about pushing back your shipping date.
Your shipping date.
Where he started at July 4th. Check this out.
Boom. That is now my current date.
July 26th, podcasters. Yeah. So what I mean, look, I'm going to just, I didn't order a pint. That video upset me, but usually when I get into, oh, I think they could have done this better, people tend to say that I hate on Future Motion. So I'll just hang out. No, you guys take it. That's fine.
Of course they could have done it better, but it's fine.
I'm not, but man. No, I'm not saying a word.
Where I'm at with this, though, is I think we've all seen the push for the advertisement of the pint. I think we've all seen this huge, huge push by Future Motion to get this mainstream, to put it in digital trends, to put it into, what was that one we showed?
What was it?
CNET or what?
CNET, yeah.
To push all these things and reviews and get this all out, getting it on an article that says it's one of the top electric boards out there, it's not out there yet. You can't put it on the articles when it's not out there. So it really is frustrating to see them really branding this thing like it's already out. Like
right.
You could get one tomorrow.
Get
your summer ride on.
That.
But when you order this, guess what? It ain't coming all summer.
That's my problem.
And that's a huge problem And that's a huge problem for the pushback because they're the ones pushing that.
He took it. I didn't have to say a word. Yeah, if you're going to market it, come ride for the summer, and then the people who are trying to get it in June aren't going to get it until August. Anybody want to buy my Plus? I just bought a Plus. It's got 50 miles on it.
I guess because it's always summer in San Jose, California.
Yeah, that's what you don't understand. Like my boy, the Killer Clown out in Ohio.
Yeah.
If he ordered one, like, he's only got a certain window to ride in.
Yep.
And then it's getting miserable.
The Boston mobs. Yeah. Everybody up north in all these states. What is it? I think I saw a rider from like North Dakota or something or Montana the other day posting the.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
We've got riders in France and Germany and New Zealand.
Some people aren't even out of winter yet.
Yeah, dude. It's like still winter. Actually, they're hoping for pushback. They're like, just go back a little bit later. So yeah, no, I saw that video and I know Jack does a great job of being kind of the face for the company. It's not him making some of the mistakes that they make, so I don't want to put it on Jack. I just felt like, you know what I thought about it was that, Belly, when you screw up, take it on me. When I called out Jack the last time for the pipe release, I was so freaking negative on him for no reason. And I ended up watching it back and I was like, why am I so jelly right now? I sound
that's
so
what
jelly.
It is, green-eyed monster.
But I didn't realize that that's where it was coming from. I didn't even know I was jealous of his job. I would love his job, apparently, because I watch him do it and I do nothing but critique it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to sit here and just critique everything they do, but I think it would be irresponsible to just let this all happen and just not even discuss the epic failure of that kind of a release. Get it for the summer, right into summer. You're not going to get it until halfway through the summer. And
it's a cruel, cruel summer. Found that song.
We were trying to think of something to sing karaoke to you guys today. There's something, Belly, there's something about trying to treat your customers like they're not smart that bothers me. And I'm not saying it's just about Future Motion. It's just, nobody likes being talked to in a way that, you know, they think I don't even know how to
explain
it. Oh,
bless your heart.
No, it's not even that. It's like, we're trying to do something so unbelievable by giving you this board at $1,000. You shouldn't even be mad at the fact that it's going to take us a few extra weeks. I didn't like that spin on it. That's all. I'm really excited for the pint. Guys, if you ordered one, you're going to love it. I'm sure you're going to love it. Everybody who's written it said they love it.
If they just sent me an email says, we're doing this so we don't send out bricks, I would have appreciated it a little bit more.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that would have been, I think, more respected by the community. Like, yeah, listen, we've done this before. We've seen this game. Not trying to brick anybody. Give us 2 weeks. We'll get this right. I would have loved that, quite frankly, compared to, yeah, you know, we're going to roll it back a few weeks because really the truth is you don't realize how revolutionary what we're trying to do
you
is.
You spent less than $1,000. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Sorry,
that's
I
not.
Spent less than $1,000 by $50, and then with tax, it's over. So, GFY.
Very good. Very
this
good.
This is for you today, FM.
Oh, no! Oh, God. All right, let's go into the archives, have some fun with the people. What's up in the saved one wheel videos? All these people going around. Did I see? You want to do the one wheel challenges first? You want to do the videos? It's up to you, Clyde.
Challenges. Let's see some people that attempted the challenge.
I love it. Jun Kim is our winner today. We've got Jun Kim and his friend along with Emily Jakes. And at the end, we've even got a nosedive from a man, Jun Kim. Jun Kim will join us on The Voice of One Wheel next week. Very excited for that. Sean Nelson will join us in 17 minutes. Get a little discussion on how he feels. Hopefully he's back and feeling better. Our weekly one wheel challenge for this week was to ride on a long extended slope to get more comfortable feeling like the board's going to slip out of you, out from under you. So if you're riding like heel side on a long slope, straight on that slope. So the longer you can hold it, the better you'll be, the more comfortable you'll be on slopes in the future. It's building the muscles in your legs, training you to hold these things. And geez, I'm Louise. Like, I don't know what I just said, but that's what went through my head when I saw the field that Jun Kim and his friend found. Watch this, you guys. Look how long of a slope they're about to ride. Unbelievable. So they're just riding on, it looks like a bowl around a football field, Belly. He said it's definitely sketchy toe side. I actually feel more sketchy when I'm riding it heel side. And they're just seeing how long they can hold that slope. Really good job, Jun.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm losing it.
And that's the feeling you get. Oh, no, I'm losing it.
I think
heel side something. Can you go to the next one? He's got a couple of them. Now he's got one of his buddy. Oh, man, if you play that one, it's a nosedive. Here it comes. Boom. Go back to the beginning and play with the audio. Here it comes. Hold on.
How's it going? Okay, there it is.
And that right there, folks, is why I ride in grass 90% of the time. Because when you nosedive, if you nosedive, you giggle. Just like June did. Awesome job. Fantastic job. You got a third one? This is his friend riding.
So again?
Oh, no, that was his friend riding the first one. This is actually June riding his first trip. I love the commentary. So he wins. He totally crushed me. Mine was like half of this. Not even close. But your calves are on fire at the end of something like this. It's not a super fun video to watch somebody riding a slope for a long time.
What you're saying is it was leg day?
It was leg day. Yeah, we put out leg day for you guys. That's all.
I'm losing it.
No. I'm losing it.
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady. I love him, man. He rides like 100 miles at a time.
Yep. He's probably ridden 1,000 days in a row.
Oh, absolutely.
This is where I die every time.
Uh-oh.
Let's get the puppy.
I love this guy.
That's great, man.
So very good. Don't we have Emily Jakes doing this as well? I think we have Emily just sent this in this morning. We've got as a DMV one-wheel rider representing. Let's get the volume up. Start from the fresh. I will send it over as soon as you got it. Bang, Emily Jakes.
I was not ready.
I want to ride this berm. She's in our DMV riders with Chris Jakes. Shout out to them. Super nice couple. Super cool kids. Can I just say this is relationship goals?
This is your half. This is a half pipe for you. This is something you dream of.
I did. It's my happy place right here. I want wherever this is. This got to be Maryland. Just riding green waves. Got it around the tree. And that's what this drill is really helping. It's helping you keep these slopes longer instead of just going up them and down them. You see how she's going for a longer time laterally. Boy, give us the name of that. If they're in the social media lounge right now, Emily, Chris, I need to know where this is. My God, that looks amazing. Good job.
Who needs an indoor ski resort? Who needs that?
Good segue, Belly. You want to show the people what you're talking about? Why Amanda Thompson is threatening to sleep on our couch again?
There's an indoor ski resort coming to Fairfax, Virginia.
And it's been approved by the council. Oh my God,
and
this is
happening.
And it's
being built on top of an old landfill.
That's true. We're building it on trash, folks. This is what's happening. Taking trash, turning, shining, what are we, turning chicken shit into chicken salad is what we're doing.
Right?
So what we have here is, Belly's going to pull it up with Clyde. There has been a... There's a really big landfill of trash out in Lorton, Virginia, and I know we have a couple riders out there. Just an S-ton of a sloped trash heap, and they closed it down. So what they're going to do is they've proposed to make an indoor ski resort, snowboard resort, just literally runs, multiple runs, including bunny hills, including like expert runs. Obviously, it's not going to be a West Coast ski slope, but folks, I would send it here in a second. I would do this in a heartbeat.
Get out of here, Business Journal ads.
Yeah, I don't need that. Do they know we're on the air right now? That's Clyde. That is like the best thing ever. You see these indoor skydiving places coming out. Now we've got indoor skiing, indoor snowboarding happening, and it's right by us, by the way. So if anybody wants to try this out when it comes, absolutely... Get a hotel room.
That is apparently part of it. They're building a resort. They're actually building a resort.
So they're trying to make this like an indoor Vail.
Yeah. Which is, to me,
it's I'm down.
It's cool, I guess, because, but it's got to be, it's going to be so overcrowded. Like, you think, here's
Have
what
you
I
ever
imagine.
Been snowboarding on the East Coast yeah. anyway?
But here's what I imagine. You ever been to a water park and
oh,
you're at
God.
The top of a slide and there's a guy standing
oh,
there
God.
Saying, Go. Go.
No head first.
Go. Wait. Go. Wait.
So what?
Wait.
I'm good with that. Water parks are fun.
Go.
You can't pee on a...
And you're the 500th person in that line.
Yeah, and then you got to go up the stairs.
Go.
Oh, God. Those stairs. Those stairs are brutal, man. But can we rent it out for one wheel day?
No, because it's all snow, man. It's going to be indoor snow. Do you think there's like grass underneath it? It'd be
that would be such a pain. So what if, and this is why we wanted to bring this up. Obviously, this is great. And if you're a skier, snowboarder, whatever, it's awesome to have an option.
Here in this area, it's going to be awesome because having something like that is beyond.
We got to drive in Northern Virginia. We've got to drive about an hour and 15 to hour and 20 minutes into Pennsylvania for a hill that's not a mountain. It's a hill. And there's five runs on it. And it's an 8-minute chairlift for a 2-minute run.
But how many runs do you think could really be in
I don't care.
Indoor
Here's,
ski
I don't,
resort?
I don't care. I'm only running 3 or 4 at Whitetail anyway on yeah. the East Coast Mountain. And the point of this is, I'm guessing you could wear normal clothes. It's indoor. I mean, you got to keep
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but it's got to keep this.
It's like going to a hockey game. You know what I'm saying? There's something about going snowboarding on the East Coast, being all bundled up and freezing cold, sitting in a high chair for 8 minutes, and then I get a run for 2 minutes, and then I got to go back in the chair when I could just be at home one-wheeling all day.
Something tells me you're going to be one-wheeling.
I haven't snowboarded since I got a one-wheel, man.
I've never snowboarded, so bah!
Yeah, well, if you're out on the West Coast, it's totally different. You can do a 20-minute run. You can run all day if you want. It's phenomenal. Yeah. So what I wanted to start thinking about is you see these places like Rebounders. You see these places like... fun zones and escape rooms. Is there a way that we could do like an indoor skate park? Like, because right now there's not enough one wheel riders to justify a one wheel specific indoor facility.
We have one of those Rebounder things.
That's what I just said.
Opening right next door to us as well.
Guys, right down the street. They're opening one of the. And Rebounders, if you know what that is, that's just like trampoline basketball.
Trampoline everywhere.
Trampoline's
fun. Just everywhere.
Trampoline zone. But what I want an indoor. Place to ride my one wheel so that I don't have to feel like the people in my community are getting frustrated. People need a place to ride. And so if there
Especially
was
on rainy days,
oh my God, if there were more one wheels out there, I would jump all over an indoor skate park for one wheels. I think that would be such a fun thing to manage. Put TTR Studios up in the corner of the warehouse, call it a day, open up some bowls, but there's no way you'd make any money off of that right now.
No.
So my question to you to outsource the thought process to the Social Media Lounge right now, get your creative buckets on. Who could we partner up with? If you were to start an indoor skating facility for one wheels, who could you also market that to, like skateboarders, rollerbladers, for example, to make money on the off times when you don't have one-wheelers. For example, when I was working at a music school for kids, we were open at 11 a.m., but the kids don't get out of school till 3. So what do you do between 11 and 3 when there's no kids? You run mommy and me classes for two-year-old infants who aren't in school yet. You try to open up the space for adult bands who want to come in and practice. You find other ways to supplement until your main clientele gets in there.
Sell products.
Selling products would be good. Service center would be good. If it were to double as a service center, now you're getting somewhere, Clyde.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Nicely done,
Clyde. Mine's neurons be fired.
That's what I want you guys to start thinking about, because it's time for us to start thinking outside of the box so that we can really start making some of these places. I would throw in on a place like that. Fuck yeah. In a heartbeat. But it would have to have a bigger group of people to market it to, because just one wheel riders in Centerville, there's like four of us. You know, who's going to travel to go? And it's not going to happen. Unless everybody has a skateboard, like, well, I mean, everybody has rollerblades.
Yeah, big city stuff. I mean, you see how big of a group rides they can get in places like Portland and Texas and Boston. And I mean, those group rides, I mean, DC, do you see how big these group rides can get in that sense?
So maybe if we added like a competition level to it, like if there was, let's just say that there was, we'll call it Parkies, okay? Parkies Skate Park. And there was a Parkies DC, a Parkies Boston, a Parkies LA, Parkies Ohio. And you go to Parkies knowing that you've got to win the Parkies tournament of that month to qualify for then the regionals. I'm just trying to get something to get more people into it. And I think the more creative we get with that, the more opportunities we'll be able to do that.
Of course, Grom training as well was brought up.
Grom training. Good job. All right. Social media launch is killing it today. Very good. Very good. Where's my list? What are we doing here? Let's go into Sean Nelson's kid, because he's coming on here in about 5 minutes. Let's watch.
Save it.
You want to watch it with him?
On, yeah.
Fine. How about Sandy Peters? She just nailed a new trick. You guys want to see that? It was awesome.
That was.
Let's check this out. For the voice of One Wheel podcasters who come strong every single time. This is Sandy Peter on a parking block dropping a switch curb nudge. Here it comes! Sex change curb nudge. Really good job.
That's how it's done.
If you guys want to, just make sure Jamie is Random is her name on Instagram. Check out her Instagram channel. There's a lot of new one wheel stuff that she's been doing. Kick spin jump ons. I don't know if that's the right word. Just a lot of new cool stuff. And of course, One Wheel with three E's, one W-H-E-E-E-L. That's Chris Richardson on YouTube with a whole bunch of his NBD series tricks, never been done before tricks, tutorials for days for anybody who wants to learn how to ride a one wheel. If yours is been pushed back, your shipping date, make sure you head over to his channel, One Wheel with three E's. You'll know how to ride before your board even gets there. Very good. Okay, so let's go into, this is another DMV rider, Daniel Bernier.
We learn how to say names every week.
We learn. It's an update. Josh Terrer.
Terrer. We got it.
We got it. Nailed it.
Not Terrier.
Not Terrier. Jesus. Sometimes, man.
Pronunciations are hard.
So check this out. Daniel went riding last night into some random woods that he found. And talk about some creepy ass shit, man. Look at some of the stuff. Now, hold on. For the podcasters, right now we're looking at a baby doll in the woods on top of an old bicycle wheel.
On top of an old bike. It's got the frame and everything.
And it looks like this is from Chernobyl, dude. This is a creepy ass baby doll. The only person or thing that had that doll is now a demon in hell. It's just the only way that works. And then can you go back to the first one? What are we explaining? Can you describe what you're looking at to the podcasters?
From what it looks like to me, it looks like we've got like a glass bottle. It says no chemtrails.
Do you guys know what that is?
Out.
Chemtrails?
No.
That's a conspiracy theory. I was dating a girl one time who swears that the government... Chemtrails are what you see behind a plane when it's up in the air.
Oh, okay.
The white jet stream.
So it's just a sticker on a bottle.
Yeah, but what? No. She was convinced and sure that that is a conspiracy. That is actually the government dropping pesticides over your foods and purposely poisoning. There's a whole conspiracy theory to it. I don't want to go any further because I'm going to get it wrong. But I basically tuned out once she started dropping conspiracy theory on me.
I get the gist of it, but
we're no longer dating.
Weird little collection of items in the woods. It was sort of a creepy day.
So what that made me want to ask you guys is, what is the weirdest thing that you've come across? Maybe the scariest thing, the most odd, strange, obscure thing that you've come across while riding on your one wheel?
And I want to see pictures.
Well, that actually could be a great weekly one wheel challenge this week. What is the creepiest thing or place you've seen and found on a one wheel?
Yep.
Let's do that.
It's like walking in the woods and you see, like, I've read those stories where someone walks into the woods and all of a sudden they see missing person signs on random trees and things like that.
Jeff Foote writes in, check this out. He writes in, look, this is something creepy that I found on a trail the other day. This is just, it looks like a tree trunk that's split in half. So it looks like two tree trunks with a little monument of stones built on top.
Yep.
Is it creepy? Is it peaceful?
Was it built by aliens?
Who made it? Now, when I was a kid, there was a creek that we used to always go to, and I brought my girlfriend there of the time, and we had been dating all 4 years of high school. Such a just an adorable couple. High school sweethearts, Adam and Ariel, two A's in a pod. And I took her to a creek where we knew, like, was a little, like, we used to call it Chalk Creek. It's just one of those things you found with your bicycle as a kid. And so we were like, let's picnic it up. And, you know, we both live at home, so why don't we bring, like, a blanket? And maybe we can make out and have a place where, you know, mom and dad might not just come down every minute. Somebody's writing Blair Witch right now. Yeah, let me tell you something right now. We set up a blanket, started making out, and then all of a sudden I looked up and didn't, I don't know how we didn't realize this when we were setting up the blanket. And I don't know why it took while I was in the middle of making out to realize it. On every tree stump surrounding us in a circle was 187, which is the police code for murder.
No, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, I swear to God.
That's a real story?
That's a true story.
Stop.
187 on every 187 on every tree trunk. And I looked, I saw 187. I said, baby, what's 187? Hey, that tree has it too. Hey, baby, they all have it. We got the... Belly's out. Belly's going under the table. He's scared.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
We got the fuck out of there so fast.
Nope, nope the hell out. Nope, nope, nope.
So, with that being said,
nope.
What's the weirdest, creepiest thing that you found on a one wheel? Because these places exist, man. I'll never forget. I mean, I don't want to just sit here telling stories, but I was in the Outer Banks, and when you're on a one wheel, you get a very easy sense of exploration. You can just go, oh, I wonder what's over there, and you can go. Well, I went down a path, and there was it started looking wrong, and then there was a dog off a leash that started just walking and following me, like a walking dog following me on a, that's weird. And then I got up to a house that, like, you could see it. There was just a dude sitting in his driveway, just looked like he was just hanging out, just,
oh, well,
just
nope.
Staring at me. No difference from when he saw me and when he was just sitting there and before, and I was like, I gotta get out of here. Down, this down, is not good. Down.
Nope.
No, thank you. So what is the creepy? In fact, let's do that as this week's one wheel challenge. That would be fun. The weekly one wheel challenge group is on Facebook. All you got to do is go over there and just ask to be approved. I've never kicked anybody out. I've never had any problems. Everybody's been really great at just be a part of the challenges. It's fun. So we will ask you to take a picture or a video of the creepiest, scariest, weirdest thing that you have found or place that you have found on a one wheel.
For Chris Richardson, this is for you.
What'd he do? I saw somebody say, LOL, Chris. What'd he do?
I'm usually the creepiest thing that people see on the trail.
Yo, man. I don't know if you guys can see this. Are we ready? It's time. Let's get him in here. Sean Nelson.
He's probably the most beautiful thing people see on trails.
He's lost 40 pounds. Dude's jacked. He's like 42 years old.
That sweet red Ferrari one wheel.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Chris.
Give yourself some credit, Chris. Let's get Sean Nelson on the line. While Belly's doing that, I'm going to confess to you guys, I have a new addiction, and I have a problem. This See's candy shit, yo, way too good. I can't stop eating this chocolate. How much chocolate have I been eating outside, Belly?
He's eating 16 boxes.
I can't stop it. I eat everything.
We got a rider in here.
Is he riding right now? Sean Nelson, welcome to the show, my friend. How are we today?
Very good. How you guys doing?
We're great. Are you riding right now?
No, he's in full stop.
Me and barking at me and off. Sorry?
I think he's on a delay. Yeah, this is... All right, Sean, I'll tell you what. Can you hang up on Skype and just call us back on the phone?
No, he's...
Oh. Yeah, is it not working?
Skype yeah, your connection.
Oh, he can hear us all right.
All right, well, it works fine. Let's do it.
Let's roll.
So,
I can hear you.
All right, Sean, take us through the injury, man. I know you probably don't want to relive it, but, I mean, you're okay? You're feeling better? Can you walk us through it and how much that helmet really helped you?
Yeah, I'm better. I'm definitely not back to 100%, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure I ever will get back to 100%. When something like this happens, it's just a big unknown. You wake up every day, and you feel a little bit different. Sometimes you feel better. Sometimes you feel worse, but... yeah, I had a rough go. I've about 2 weeks off work, and I slept for a week straight there. I couldn't be in any sort of light room or noise or anything like that. I couldn't be a dad or a parent or anything to help out Kelly. And yeah, it was pretty rough. So it's been a slow comeback, and obviously I'm riding. I mean, I used to skateboard hurt all the time, so this is kind of the same scenario. Bought a better helmet this time, so... Hopefully we don't have to test out its quality, and yeah, that's more or less it.
Now, Sean, first I want to say we're glad you're riding again, and we're glad you're back on the board, and everything is starting to progress in a better direction for it. But how does something like this, for someone like you, man, we know you're such a great rider. How does something like this kind of happen? We know accidents go, so let us know.
Well, I've nosedived on the one wheel before this, obviously my worst one, a bunch of times, and you know, been able to tuck and roll it out and run it out, and I've had numerous times where I can actually feel the board start to shake. It visibly changes, and you can feel it sort of get really fucking angry for about a half a second before it cuts. And I've actually saved those a few times where I feel it lean back and the board stays on, and you kind of go, okay, that was almost all of it all at once. So I was riding and I was going fast, get caught up in the moment, listen to a good punk rock tune. I always got some good
wait, what's the song?
Wait, it was Operation Ivy, Sound System.
Very good, continue.
I didn't remember that for the first while. I didn't remember anything for the first while. I actually had to put it all back together. So I just out cruising around, and good song came on, and I was flying. I was riding pushback, and obviously I was doing maybe 21, 22, and I just kind of kept accelerating, and my brain said, we should probably slow down, and right halfway through that little sentence, the nose cut, and I tried to lean back, which was probably the worst thing I could have done, because all that did was whiplash me forward into the ground, harder than I would have hit the ground, and it also didn't give me a chance to actually prepare to hit the ground and try to get a roll in. So I just was thrown right off the board, straight into the ground. My feet didn't even touch the ground.
Did the board come out from under you, and you fell like backwards with your belly to the air, or did you fall forward like
no,
a Superman?
I tried to lean back when the board cut, and it was too late. I got to lean back, and then obviously all my momentum was still going forward, so it just threw me forward.
At
which point I didn't get a chance to try to run, just threw my wrist guards out and ground into the, hit the pavement. My sunglasses hit the pavement, the corner of my helmet hit the pavement, and basically smashed the pavement right on my temple. So wow. I was doing 22.8 miles an hour, I think it said. So
can you tell somebody? I think maybe he is.
He's back.
The nose went down, and
well, so Sean, can you tell us what is it like to have a brain injury? Like what you said, you wake up every day feeling a little bit different. I mean, you're one of the most skilled riders out there. Are you finding any difficulty getting yourself back and confident on the board? Are you finding any difficulty doing some of the tricks you used to find easy?
Well, yeah, I'm definitely still battling that. I still have like remnants of vertigo, and when I get tired, my head sort of feels swimmy, like my head's moving around, but I'm not fucking moving my head, but that's how it feels. Doing curb tricks, I'm still not super confident to throw myself at the curb and spin, because when I spin, my head it doesn't seem to keep up, or maybe it's in front of my body. I'm not sure.
No, I can. I can definitely relate to those. Of someone who has suffered multiple concussions in their time that they do remember, some they don't, playing mostly football, but other things as well. It's just something I can definitely relate to, and I think it's
scary.
A lot of people out there can definitely relate to those kind of experiences. And well,
so here's the question then, Sean. You've been through all of the gamut, right? You've been a beginner, you've become an expert, you've gone through the ER now. You've definitely had some challenges. Love that shirt. You look good there, buddy. Not gonna lie, you're looking good.
There we go. That's for you, boys.
You got something else in the mail on the way. Should be there soon.
Your float plates are in the mail as well. So, but I want to know, what do you say to a new rider, somebody who maybe just ordered their pint or is on the fence? They're watching this. A lot of new riders watch this show to kind of get used to what they can expect. Do you tell them, hey, listen, if you're not really super coordinated, this isn't for you. You're going to get hurt. Do you tell them, man up and get and learn it? Are they somewhere in the middle? What's your message to them?
I have a message for everybody. How about that? I'm 43-year-old skateboarder. I was a skateboarder from the time that I was 10. I had the typical bad attitude, and I was against society and all of that. And I did not wear a helmet, and I did not wear pads. And, you know, you're out there, and you're throwing yourself around. You beat yourself up. I hit my head a bunch of times. I'm like Belly. I've suffered numerous concussions. And now that I'm 43 and I have actually lived to feel the repercussions of my choices in my youth, I wear pads, and it's not because I want to, it's because I need to, because my joints are fucked from my youth. And if I don't protect them, I won't get to one wheel at all. So I wear all the gear now one wheeling. I don't like it. It's not comfortable. I don't enjoy it. I don't look at myself in the video and think, fuck, do I ever look good? But I wear it because it's the right thing to do. Man. And I mean, everybody gets to make their choices. And I fully understand, because I've been on both sides of the fence. I guess the point now is I'm 43 and I got a wife and two kids, and I have a reason to live versus when I was 18 and didn't give a fuck. So,
well, you know, it's funny that you say this, because now you might have a different perspective because you're a father. You've got a kid doing some really cool things like this. We want to show you your son killing it right now. You can watch it along with us. This is Sean's son, Lucas.
Yeah, he's my 7-year-old. Tyler is my 5-year-old.
And look at this. Your 7-year-old dude just killing that parking block.
Oh, he was so stoked, you guys. It was so funny. I can't believe it. Me and Kelly, the first time he actually got the board to pop up onto the block, and he stopped and he stalled it right up on top of the block. And he looks up and his hands go up to his head and he goes, oh my God. And he jumps off the board because he just didn't know what the hell to do. I'm like, what are you doing? No. I made it. Up and down, I made it. And his look on his face was priceless. Kelly and I just died laughing while we were standing there. I wish I had it on video, but obviously I was watching him, so it was so awesome.
And that, Sean, that's something that you wouldn't get to experience if maybe you weren't wearing that helmet today. I mean, I just want to keep hammering at home that those little moments are what it's all about. Belly, what do you got?
I got this part of the video right at the end here. Yeah. These are my favorite parts of anyone landing new tricks and anything like that. Just that joy on the face of getting it done. That can't be replaced ever. So congrats to him, man.
No.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it's so real. It's just raw emotion when you actually conquer doing something that you've thought about and you've fallen down trying to do, and you're fully committed to it. Sandy Peter, in her video that you guys played in the Float Queens, she posted the whole long thing with all of the audio after, and it was just like that same thing where she just lets out this shriek and then she lets out some adult words as she congratulates herself. You can just hear the raw emotion in her of fuck yes, just being pumped, and that's what it's all about. Lucas had the same look on his face there. He just was so proud of himself after. It was awesome.
We're proud as hell of him too.
Oh, for sure. Lucas gets a shout out. Jamie is random on Instagram. She's got a lot of fun stuff, but you might hear a little scuffling in your microphone. Right now, we're going to take you to the brain bucket here, Mr. Nelson. We've got to ask you a random question that we ask everybody here.
I love that helmet, Belly. It looks good on you, bud.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Got it right here.
So Belly's got it for us. Let's find out. What are we asking Mr. Nelson? If I put my laundry into the wash, but I don't use any laundry detergent, do a full cycle, is my laundry any cleaner at the end?
Marginally.
Can I ask you a second one that got brought to us by Amanda Thompson?
By all means.
When you get out of the shower, when you towel off,
I'm
where are you?
Thinking of you.
When you get out of the shower, where do you towel off? Do you towel off in the bathtub still, or do you step out of the tub and then towel off?
That's what the bath mat's for, so you can step out of that slippery-ass bathtub.
Yo, this guy's fucking crazy. You're crazy. You are crazy. That is disgusting.
You throw the towel up and the bath mat up, and they both dry, and you can use them again.
Oh, wait a minute. You hang your bath mat?
Well, you throw it up over the shower rack, and you let it dry. Obviously, you
and then you throw it back down when you're getting ready to shower.
It's
belly,
now wet.
Belly, wait a minute. Belly, do you towel off outside of the tub?
Well, first
what is happening with you people? Sean, I'm going to let you go. You've just sparked a whole conversation.
Oh, no, you're the one that's bent. I can't even believe the way you entered the shower.
Just letting it hit you in the chest.
That we would have to extend this show for at least 20 minutes for me to go through all the points of what is wrong with your mental decisions when you choose to do that. I'm lost.
Oh, God. We love you, man. Thank you. For the rest of the day, you're just getting touchdowns on loop. Sean,
bye, love you guys. Can't wait to meet you. When I meet ya.
Yeah, man,
sounds
can't wait.
Sounds good. Our brother from Canada. Be good, buddy. That's an awesome job. Thank you, as always. Sean Nelson, give him a round of applause in the social media lounge. You did a great job, as always. But he gets out of the shower like a crazy person. Your bath mat is disgusting. It's got to get all wet and gross. I never thought of drying it.
You've never washed your bath mat?
I wash my bath mat. I don't ever dry it. I don't hang it after every shower like a towel. What is it? I'm not a crazy person over here. Oh man!
No, I have a mold resistant bath mat for that specific
False.
Reason. Yes.
False. False. Let's test that bath mat for mold. Doubt it. Where does everybody stand for Race for the Rails? I need to find a room. I got to do that that booking and stuff. I'm going to Race for the Rails this year. I'm very excited about it. Is there anybody doing like a house, like a one wheel real world house?
That'd be.
I'll do it. I'll throw insane. Down. That'd be fun. I don't want to go to a fucking. Excuse me. Okay. Forgot we're on the air here for a second. I don't want to just go to a hotel and stay by myself and just have a typical meet you guys there. That's what I'll end up doing if I'll stay inside my comfort zone. I don't want to do that. I want to meet a bunch of people. The whole point, I mean, I could ride one wheels all around. I don't really care about competing or anything. I just want to meet everyone. And I don't get to go to Float Life Fest. So it's like, all right, well, is there anybody? What are we doing? Some people are saying they're going to sleep in a tent.
I can't wait to tent it up at, I was looking at funny tents for Float Life Fest.
Really?
Yeah.
Funny
I saw a Death Star one. That was a good one.
That'd be cool.
I want to, but yeah, I'm going to look up some funny tents to have for Float Life Fest.
You should make a tent that looks like the Temple of what?
The Temple of Doom?
No, the show.
Oh, Legends of the Hidden
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Like Olmec?
Yeah.
His mouth just opens and I come out.
That would be amazing. Did we get to everything we wanted to get to here? We're coming to the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, we got a video from Texas to show at the end of the show here, and we got this little discussion if you wanted to shout it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, throw that on the board. That's good. So I've been called immature because I'm 35 and have 3 e-skate boards. Should I wear it as a badge of honor, or should I argue with them?
You're on this page. You own... 4 right now?
Electric skateboards? Well, I have a one wheel. I have 2 one wheels. I have an electric unicycle, a rad mini bicycle, and a Leaf Tech.
Yeah.
So my mom said the same thing to me.
To me!
After watching my weekly one wheel video, our weekly one wheel video, which I had a lot of fun making whenever Belly's in a part of it. Like, I feel so lonely when I'm out there just doing it by myself. But it's great when Belly is joining. Except for when he pulls the belly out. Get out of here.
I'm going to get a belly shirt. I'm going to get one.
My mom watched.
It's going to say belly out on it, and it'll be a belly shirt.
That would be funny. But my mom, apparently, it came across her timeline, and she watched the video, and there were a whole bunch of me falling in that video. Not hard falls or anything, just funny grass falls that you giggle
she
afterwards.
Did she give you the Roger Murtaugh speech?
She's like, why? You know, you're 35 years old. You know, when are you going to realize that you're not a kid anymore? And I'm like, hey, Mom, I'm always going to be a kid.
Well, that's what you said. And what does mom?
I
do?
Said
it's
mom,
still kind of like keeps her young. You know what do we all do that keeps us
everybody
young?
Does something that keeps you young. Quite frankly, man, like I'm always going to love things that make me feel like a kid again. Like I understand you have to have responsibilities, but if you're in a good financial position and you make enough money to have three or four boards or whatever it is, or you just maybe you don't and you're just so financially responsible that you've saved for those boards. Look, man, there is nothing wrong with finding something that brings out your inner child. Just don't live there. You got to grow up at some point. That's what I'm dealing with right now.
Hate is going to hate. They just jealous.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
That's
Jackie.
True. That's true. But it's very easy to get into a mindset of just being a kid. Like, responsibilities suck sometimes. But if you handle those like a boss, there's nothing wrong with going out and finding something that you love that makes you feel like a kid again. There's nothing immature about riding an e-skateboard. I mean, I can say the same thing about the family of five who's 45 or 50 years old taking their kids to Vail or Aspen for snowboarding. What are you? You're so immature. You're spending $5,000 on your family just to go ski down a mountain. Why don't you go sledding? How old are you? I mean, you could say that about anything, right? I don't want to hear it. So whoever that is, who was that? You're not immature. You're just an awesome person and you're winning at the game of life. That's all. That's all.
Winning at the game of life.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
We got to go.
Winning at the game of life.
We got a couple of shout outs before we get on our lovely way. Today has been so much fun. Before we go, you know I'm going to tell you about Troy Hendricks. Troy Hendrick, a.k.a. Once Year, with Hendrick and Henry Law, Floatlanta, Georgia. Guys, I'm telling you, with all these new council meetings and stuff that you're going to go to make sure you're fighting for your rights, let him fight for yours as well. He will help you out fighting for the rights of one-wheelers, e-skaters, bicyclists, and all you personal transportation device riders. Any injuries, any kinds of citations or arrests, just hit him up, HendrickHenryLaw.com. That's H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, HenryLaw.com. Or just message Once Year on Facebook. John Stock had something that he wanted me to say for him. I don't have my phone on me, so I will go ahead and post something on his behalf as well. Again, he is meeting up with the Rocky Mountain Mob Groups. They got a 180-day trial ride on all of the dirt trails with all the bike riders, and everybody's going to ride together, and that's all because of the good work they're doing out in the Rocky Mountain Mob from Denver Riders. Great job, all of you guys out there. A wonderful time today. If you want to join in and be on our squad, you want to get on that scroll on the bottom, you want to be in the running for the Leaf Tech that we're giving away June 19th, you head over to patreon.com. That's www.patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC. Belly, say goodbye to the people. We got to go.
Guys, it's always been great. We have always have fun here. We've got a nice little fun video to highlight one of those cities again here to end the show. This one comes from Alex
Laputra.
Exactamundo.
Laputer.
Okay, you calm down there, guy.
I'm out of here, Belly. Take it away.
So definitely get out there, enjoy the day. If you can't get out there because it's raining or something, watch some of these great one wheel videos that we're putting up all the time. Check us out at Voice of One Wheel, and we'll see you again on Tuesday.
Don't go anywhere. Alex Laputra's video from where?
Texas.
Coming up right now. Have a great time. We'll see you guys Thursday on the Patrons Only Podcast.